The family of an Iraqi hotel worker killed by British forces in 2003 say they want the men responsible prosecuted. A new report into the man's death described it as an appalling episode of serious, gratuitous violence and blamed the UK's failure to properly train troops on interrogation techniques. The army says it has already started to address the issues raised in the report. Timothy MacDonald reports.
Video presented to the inquiry allegedly shows Corporal David Payne yelling abuse at hooded men. The retired judge who led the two-year inquiry, Sir William Gage, described him as a violent bully. He says it was a shameful episode for the army.
The trigger for his death was a violent assault, consisted of punches being thrown across the room and possibly of kicks. It also involved an unsafe method of restraint, in particular being held to the ground in an attempt to reapply plastic cuffs. Neither cause alone was sufficient to kill him, but the combination of both did.
Baha Moussa was working at a hotel which British soldiers raided in search of weapons in 2003. He was detained with nine others, and within 48 hours, he was dead. An autopsy showed that he suffered 93 injuries, including fractured ribs and a broken nose. His mother wants the men responsible to be prosecuted.
Of course he died as a young man. He was deprived from his youth and his children. His sons are deprived by the British soldiers. They killed him, so how could the court release them? We call upon the British government to reconsider the report.
Britain's Defence Ministry apologised for the mistreatment of Moussa and nine other Iraqis and paid out about $4.5 million in compensation. Six soldiers were cleared of wrongdoing at a court-martial in 2007, but Corporal David Payne pleaded guilty to inhumanely treating Iraqi civilians and served a year in jail. General Sir Mike Jackson was head of the army at the time. He doesn't believe the incident is evidence of a wider problem.
I firmly believe that the appalling acts which led to the death of Baha Moussa were an isolated case. I do not believe this is representative of the army. Indeed, the army as a whole was very ashamed of this. There had been provocation, but that is no excuse for what happened.
Colonel Richard Kemp is a former British Army commander who's been following the inquiry. He says the army has already attempted to implement many of the report's recommendations.
Measures have already been put in place and lessons have been learnt quite some time ago from what happened, and the army has reinforced its procedures and introduced new procedures to try and prevent it from occurring again. But frankly, no matter what you do, the nature of human beings means that there will always be some form of abuse.
Phil Shiner of Public Interest Lawyers leads the team which represented the victims' families at the inquiry. He says there's a large number of other cases.
There are hundreds and hundreds of other cases. We've got clients who are making thousands of different allegations about serious issues, some of them very, very troubling sexual matters. And Sir William would not have had those on his radar. He would simply be unaware of them.
He's calling for a broader inquiry into the UK's detention policy in Iraq.
Timothy MacDonald.